Starting Bezos Hashem, Seita Daf Memhei, and made a haskalah on the new perek, Egla Rufa. And the reason why we were discussing Egla Rufa is because we brought in this coming off of the last perek of Eilin Amarim B'chol Lashon, and then we had things that were only said in Lashon HaKodesh, and that will be the Amira part of the Egla Rufa. So we had first discussed the process of Egla Rufa was, again, if you find Ki Matzeh, the pasuk in the Torah says, it's in Shoftim Chafalf, Ki Matzeh Cholal Ba'adama, Asher Hashem Lakecha Nosin L'chol Rishta, Noifal Basada. So you find a body, a corpse, in the field, we don't know who killed him. So first you have Zikenecha v'Shaiftecha, and then they're going to measure to the cities, the city that's closest. So they're going to take an Eglas Bakar. Now, by the way, it's mashma that if there's two cities, so we go to the closer city. That's only, and the Rambam brings this down, the Farshim brings this down, and discusses here in regards to the din of Rav and Karav. That's only if, really, if it's Rav and Karav, we go bus or Rav. So it's only if both cities that are close, within measuring distance, are the same, have the same population, then you go after Karav. But otherwise, you would actually go after Rav. So it's a little bit, that's kind of like one caveat on the sugi over here. Okay, but either way, so we started with that the Sanhedrin, we'd have the Sanhedrin. You have Zakenim from the Sanhedrin. So how many Zakenim from the Sanhedrin? So we discussed three or five. The Machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. What was the Machlekes? Really, it was about the Vav of Zakenecha V'Shaiftecha. Zakenecha V'Shaiftecha. Are we going to say Zakenecha? And the Vav of V'Shaiftecha means another two. And then you round. Again, two becomes three because you can't have an even number. And four becomes five. Okay, and that was the Machlekes. So now we are up to about six lines down on Mem Hei Amud Aleph. So we're going to say that our Mishnah, who said all you need to get the process rolling is first you're going to have Sanhedrin, you're going to have representatives from Sanhedrin G'day L'Kam. As he said, D'loik Reb Lazar Ben Yaakov. It's not like Reb Lazar Ben Yaakov. D'tanyu, because the Brisa says Reb Lazar Ben Yaakov, Eimer, Zikeinecha, Zu Sanhedrin, Sheiftecha is Melech. V'kayin gadol. So according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, you would also need, it's not good enough to just have representatives from Bezin HaGadol, the Hainu three or five. You would need Melech and the Kayin Gadol. Melech Tichsev, where do we see that Sheiftecha Mishpat refers to Melech? As the Pasuk says, Melech b'mishpat, Yamid Eretz. Kayin Gadol Tichsev Uvasa L'Kayanim Alevi and Melech Sheifet. So again, we see that both the Melech and the Kayin Gadol are called with a Lashon of Sheiftecha. And therefore, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says that you would need for the process, it's not enough to just have representatives, or we'll see, Sanhedrin Nagadol, but you would also need the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. Asher Yiyah. Ibay Eluhu. So now we want to know, in regards, okay, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also requires the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. The question is, how many representatives from Sanhedrin does he need? Ibay Eluhu, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, B'melech, the Kohen Gadol, who the Palag. All he's arguing with the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda is whether you need the Melech and Kohen Gadol or not. Avol b'Sanhedrin, Iker Rabbi Yehuda, Iker Rabbi Shimon, Sfirullah. He'll either hold like Reb the Tanakama or Reb Yehuda or Reb Shimon. The Tanakama is Reb Shimon, that you either need three or five. Oidomim b'Sanhedrin nami palig. He also argues by Sanhedrin adi ika kula. Maybe he holds that you have to have the whole Sanhedrin gedolah, everybody. Adi ika kula Sanhedrin. Amar Reb Yosef tashimasu. We're trying to bring a riot to be patient. This again, according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, who says it's not good enough to just have a representative from Sanhedrin. You also need the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. Do you also need the whole Sanhedrin, or does he hold like Rabbi Yehuda or Reb Shimon? Tashima, Matzon Zakein Mamre Abe Pagi. So if you find the Zakein Mamre, the Zakein Mamre found Sanhedrin Abe Pagi v'himra aleim, and he rebelled against them. What does that mean? Yachalti Hamrasa Hamra. You might think it's a rebellion, Hamrasa, right? Talmud Leimar v'kam Tavalisa alamakam elamit shamakam gairim. Okay, so what's going on? So the sugi of Zakein Mamre is if you have one of the members of Sanhedrin Gedolah who brings, the Sanhedrin Gedolah was 71, it was 71 people. So now you had 71 Zakenim. So now, let's say somebody brought an issue up, it was brought up before the Sanhedrin, and they took a vote. And one of the guys who was on the wrong side, he was on the Miyot side, they paskin against him, went back home, and continued paskin him like Hishita, against the way the Sanhedrin Gedolah had voted. Okay, so that is what we call the sugya of Zakei Mamre. So now the thing is like this. If the Zakei Mamre found, okay, the Sanhedrin, meaning, and they did a vote, they brought this issue in front of the Sanhedrin, a Beit Pagi. Now, Beit Pagi means what it really means, and Rashi goes into very technical lashon, it's a part of a base haroish shel afser, the top of some sort of saddle. It basically means the idea of a surround. And what that means is, what we're saying is anywhere within the walls, that's the way Rashi learns this, and some of the Rishonim learn it, is that anywhere within the walls of Yerushalayim. The point is that they are not, Sanhedrin is not in the Lishkas HaGazus, which is where they normally sit. Okay, and that's what we're going to now deal with. So now, if the Zakein Mamre, this person who would become part of it, finds the rest of Sanhedrin there in somewhere else outside of Lishkas HaGazus, meaning where they're not sitting. Now, normally, the Sanhedrin HaGadol would be sitting to vote, to hear cases, from the Mefarshim bring down from the morning, from the Talmud Shal Shachar, Talmud Shal Ben Harbaim, and then they would go. So now, ostensibly, they had left the Lishkas HaGazus, they're going home, right? And he finds Rav of them, and there's a vote. Okay, so you might think, Yachotei Hamrasa Hamra, right? Maybe at that point, again, they voted against him, out right in there, somewhere else in Yerushalayim where they were sitting. So you might think that he would be considered a Zakei Mamre if he goes back home and continues teaching against the way they voted. Okay, that they have to be in the Lishkas HaGazus, the Makam Miyuchad, where the Sanhedrin Gedolah is supposed to be, which is Lishkas HaGazus. Now,
the vote that they make right now, that doesn't count.
We're saying it won't cause him to be a Zakei Mamre. He won't get the punishment of Zakei Mamre. Gets Chenek, so he won't get the punishment of Zakei Mamre because it isn't considered a real vote that he went against. Why? Because when they voted, they weren't in the Lishkas HaGazus.
Is there Psaki Lupsak? It's not.
That's not the point. The point is he's not a Zakei Mamre. Okay, now Dinafa Kama. So now we want to know how many of the Sanhedrin went out. Elam Dinafik Mitsasan, if you say only some of them, meaning who did he meet at Bay Pagi? Meaning not who had left the Mishkas HaGazus. Dilma Hanach de Ikagavoi Kavase. So if you tell me that he only met some of them, so then Dilma Hanach de Ikagavoi Kavase Sviruluhu. Maybe the ones that are remaining will hold like him. Now if you work the numbers, it can work out a little problematic. What we're saying is like this. And there's actually two different ways to learn the Sugya and Sanhedrin, how to learn this Gemara, and neither of them fit exactly to the words of the Gemara. But the general idea is like this, that if, let's say, he finds some of the Rav of the Sanhedrin out there, well, maybe there are some in the Lishkas HaGazus who would have paskin like him, okay? And therefore, how could we have had a Havamina that he would have been in Zakei Mamre because you wouldn't have Rav? Now, if you worked, like I said, if you worked the numbers, you could have Rav. The point is like this, that if, when the Sanhedrin is all together in the Lishkas HaGazus. So then, even if he would have, meaning, let's say they found, okay, the numbers are 70. So let's say Rav is 37, 36, right? So let's say 36, that he had Rav outside. So you could have still had some people inside of the Sanhedrin, but he had Rav, he found Rav where he were, but let's say there were 50, let's say there were 55, 60, we'll see, there's a problem with the number because you have to leave some Lishkas HaGazus, but let's say he would have had enough to where the Rav that he had voted would have been a Rav even if all 70 were together. So what we're trying to say is that since the Sanhedrin are not all together, that's the problem, since the Miyut maybe would have held like him and could have convinced the other members. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. No, dinafik kama. Elam dinafik mitzasa. Some of them went out, meaning right. Even if it's Rav, Dilma Hanach di Iko Gavoi Kavase Sfirulu. The ones that were left in Lishkas HaGazus, we were trying to just figure out how many left. Maybe the ones that were in Lishkas HaGazus would have taka held like him and would have tried to convince the other members. And therefore, if the whole Sanhedrin isn't together, you can't go Basar Rav. That's what the Gemara is trying to prove. You can't go Basar Rav if the whole Sanhedrin is not together because you can't divide and conquer. Meaning when they're all together, you can vote and then go Basar Rav. But maybe the ones that were left in Lishkas HaGazus, if only some of them went out, then maybe the ones that were left in Lishkas HaGazus would have held like him. Meaning whoever he found, even if they represent, the people who he found represent Rav of the Sanhedrin, but maybe the Miyut would have held like him and convinced some of the other members and before voting, right? They would have heard the case, they would have heard their Shita. But the question is on the Havamina, right? So again, so therefore it must be, all we're coming to say is, it must be El Pshita Denafe Kulu, that you couldn't have a Havamina that we would go Basar Rav, that it should be Zakei Mamre if it was divided. You would have to have that all of them went out. Okay, now. So must be, again, so what's the case? The Zakei Mamre, Matzin Zakei Mamre, Abbe Pagi, he finds the whole Sanhedrin. Because you can't have part of the Sanhedrin. That's what we're basically saying. Okay? Now, Elo Pshitin Zanafek Kulu. It must be that they all went. Nilamai. Why would all of Sanhedrin been going out? Ila Davar Rishos. If it's for Davar Rishos, they're not allowed to. Mimatzi Nafki V'Haksiv. The Pasuk says, Sharayich Agan Hasar. That is referring to Sanhedrin. There's a Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Sarayach Agan Hasar. Al Yechsar HaMozeg. Okay, that the mozeg, which means miziga, which normally it's one third, that's how you dilute wine, that's what the lashon of mozeg is, one third. So the soihar, sarayach agan hasayir, who sit, refers to the sarayach, refers to the Sanhedrin, who sit, agan hasayir, who sit in a semicircle, that's the way the Sanhedrin used to sit, that al yechsar hamozeg, you can't have less than a third. Okay, so the point is that you always had to, in session, they always had to leave at least 23 members in the Lishkas HaGazes. So over here, we just said that they are all going out, because otherwise you wouldn't have a Havamina of Zakei Mamre. So how would it be that they're all going out? It must be, Shem Nitzrach Echad Mehem Lotzeis, and Yesham, again, if somebody has to leave, again, this is on the Pasuk of Sarayach HaGan HaSar, Al Yachsar HaMozeg, Sheim Nitzrach Echad Mehem Lotzeis, Im Yesh Sham Esrim V'Shloisha Kineged Sanhedrin Ketana Yotze. If he's going to leave 23 people in the Lishkas HaGazes, he's allowed to leave, or the members are allowed to leave. Vim Lav, they cannot in a Yotze. Elo Pshita, so must be, why were they going out? Again, how did we get here? We're trying to figure out how the Zakei Mamre, he ran into the whole Sanhedrin. Essentially what we just said is it must be the whole Sanhedrin, because partial, you wouldn't have a Havamina that it would have been an effective vote to call him a Zakei Mamre. So he ran into the whole Sanhedrin, somewhere outside Beit Pagi. Now the problem is, it must be for Dvar Mitzvah. Because otherwise, Sanhedrin's not on a leave. They cannot have less than 23 people left in the Lishkas HaGazes. So therefore, so must be that they went El Pshita L'Dvar Mitzvah, L'mai. What is this Dvar Mitzvah that would require all Sanhedrin? Must be Lav Lemedidas Egla of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So what was our Shaila? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, again, the Tanaim and our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Review, the hold that what do you need for the process for Egla Rufa is you need either 3 or 5 from the Zakenim, from the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that you also need the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. Now, what we wanted to know is, and how many members of Sanhedrin Gedolah? Does he need 3, 5, or all of them? Well, it must be, we have now a case where the whole Sanhedrin would have been going out. They must have been going out for a Dvar Mitzvah because they're not allowed to go out for a Dvar Rishos. This din of Zakei Mamre. So the whole Sanhedrin's there. Must be they went out for Medida, and it must be, who is it? It's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It must be that he needs the whole Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, Amar le'abaya loy, no raya, dilma, lehoisif alo ir, v'alo zaris. Maybe the Sanhedrin, yes, you're right, the whole Sanhedrin was going out, but what were they going out for? To add on to the city and on the azaris, k'detanan, as the Mishnah says, in a few places, in ma'sif alo ir, v'alo zaris, el be'bezdin, shel shiv ve'echad, you need the entire bezdin. Okay, so we were doicha the raya, we have no raya that they were going out for Medida. We have no raya that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would hold that you need the entire Sanhedrin to go out for Medida. However, Tanya Kavasa to Rabbi Yosef, yet we still find a braisa like Rabbi Yosef that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, not only do you need the Kohen Gadol and the Melech because of Shefetecha, but rather you also need the entire Sanhedrin. Where do we see this? Matzan Abeis Pagi. Again, if the Zakei Mamre found the Sanhedrin, Beipagi, Behimra Lehen, okay, and he was a Zakei Mamre, meaning he went against them. There was a vote, and he went back to his town and continued, even though they voted against him, continued teaching that. Kigoyin Shiyatsu, what's the example of the whole base, of the whole Sanhedrin going out? Kigoyin Shiyatsu Lemedidas Egla. They went out to do a measurement for Egla Arufa. Okay, so therefore, we see that that's a raya now to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Oilo Hosef Aliyah Rabbi Elazaris, or to be Moshe Van Azaris. Yachol Tehei Amrasa Amra. You might think he's considered a Zakei Mamre. Tamalav Rebekam Tal Lisa. That the only time he's going to be a Zakei Mamre is if the vote was taken in the Lishkas HaGazes. But what's the point? The point is that in order to make this braisa true, there has to be a shita who holds that for Medida Segla Rufa, you need the whole Sanhedrin. Can't be Rav Shimon or Rav Yehuda because they only need 3 or 5. So it must be Elazar ben Yaakov. So we answered our Shiloh. Elazar ben Yaakov not only requires the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, but also will require the entire Sanhedrin. Nimtza Taman Begal Otala Be'ilon. So what we said was, the Pasuk says, Ki Yimotze Cholol Ba'adoma, Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisin L'chol L'rishta, Noifel Ba'sode Lo Negam Iko. And the way the Mishnah learned these, what we said was, Nimtza Taman Begal Otala Be'ilon. So if you find the body buried under a mound of rocks, okay, Otala Be'ilon, or hanging on a tree, Otzaf HaPanei HaMayim, or floating on the river, floating on the water, lo yahayu arpin. So they were not in the category. Shenemar, because the pasuk says ba'adama, V'loy taman begal. It has to be on the ground, not buried under something. Noifel v'loy tala be'ilon. It has to have been fallen on the ground, not suspended hanging. Basada v'loy tzaf al pnei amayim. Okay, so now, that is Levi Masisin, Rabbi Yehuda hi, v'loy rabbanon. So the shita that our Mishnah holds, that taman is not in the category of Eglat Rufa. So let's say that that is like Rabbi Yehuda and not the Rabbanon. Ditanya. Now, we're going to be Madama, this case of Taman. We're going to spend a little bit of time on this, to the sugya of Shecha. Ditanya. Vishachachta Omer Basada. So we know that there's three dinim, Lecha, Shecha, and Peah. Shecha is that if you pick up parts, once you go, right, so once you go past parts of the field, you forgot part of the field, or actually you forgot a bundle. So you went, you were harvesting the field, you picked all the produce, and then you left a bundle behind. Okay, that is shecha. So the din is that goes to the aniyim. Then an ani can come and take it. V'shachachta oimer basadeh. So the pasuk says, if you forget a oimer, like a bundle in the field, that's shecha. Prat l'tamon. Not if it's buried. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning if it's out of sight, if it's buried, that's not going to be shecha. That Taman will. So again, if I have a buried bundle, is that considered, that was left behind, is that considered Shecha or not? So it sounds like our Mishnah holds that a buried body, because it says Ba'adama, so it's V'loy Taman, that buried, right, if it's buried under something, that is not going to be Loy Taman Begal, that is not going to be in the category of Eglat Rufa. That sounds like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Taman by Shecha is also not going to be in the category of Shecha. Amar Rav, afilu tem Rabbanon, no. The Rabbanon can agree. Hacha mein yana dekra, hasa mein yana dekra. Okay, you have to go into each, in each parasha, you have to look at how the flow of the psukim is. Dechsiv. Okay, so over here, what does our pasuk say by Egla Rufa? Ki imatzei chalol, if you find a body, hecha de mishtakach. Okay, anywhere it's found. Meaning, that sounds, ki imatzei chalol, anywhere, even if it's buried. That would be the Pashut understanding. Ki imatzei chalol, anywhere a corpse is. When the Pasuk says ba'adama, that must be coming to me prat latama. So it's specifically to exclude. V'hasa minyan adekra. And over there, by shecha, you have to look at the Pasukim. The Pasuk says, ki siktzar kitzircha b'sadecha. If once you harvest your grain, v'shachachta oimer, and you forget a bundle, shecha dumyo de katzir, that shecha has to be like katzir, meaning, ma katzir begaloi. You only harvest, you can't harvest under something. It grows, it's swaying in the wind, and then you harvest the stuff. So again, it must be ma katzir begoli, af shecha begoli. Kasav rachmana basadeh, the rabbis is ataman. Okay, so that's why the rabbanon are willing to say you're right, here, and what we're saying is like this, it's not a machlekes. Everybody will agree here that the ba'adama, because if you look at the psukim, if you look at that the adama is coming to say prat l'taman, taman is not in the category of egla rufa. However, by oimer, since the standard is thinking right, that it's kitzir chabes sadecha, that it has to be non-tamun, meaning it has to be free-flowing in the air, not buried. That's how harvesting's normally done. So the Rabbanon come and say, from the fact that it says, kasar achmana basadeh, that is to be marbe tamun. Now, if so, le Rebbe Yehuda nami tepek le mishecha dumya de katzir. So if so, again, if you're saying the standard way of reading the pasuk is to exclude tamun, why does Rebbe Yehuda need basadeh to be mamayit tamun? The standard way of reading the pasuk would say it has to be dumya to kitzir, just like you're harvesting the grain, which is not tamun; it's out in the open. So Eina Chanami says the Gemara ve'el basada lamali. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with basada? It's not; we don't need it to be mamayet tamun. Naturally, the pasuk is being mamayet tamun. Lamali l'rabba shicha kama. Okay, to be marbe shicha kama, which is if you forgot an entire corner, you forgot to harvest a part of the entire field, so then that's coming to be that is not considered shecha. Rabbanon shecha's kama, again, it's shecha is if you harvested and then you forgot a bundle. If you forgot a corner of a field or a part of a field, that is not considered shecha. Rabbanon shecha's kama min aluhu. How do they know that shecha's kama, meaning that if it's still kama uncut, it's still standing? So then how do we know that that is not shecha? Nafkalu michi. Tiktzar kitzir cha b'sadecha. They learn it from that pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda mi ba'ilei chadir Rabbi Avohu needs the pasuk of kitzir cha b'sadecha to learn the following din l'chadir rabo, amar malazar, damar rabo, malazar, prat l'shetzafu oimrim, l'taych sadeh o'shechaberei. That let's say the wind blew, or it floated, right? How did it float? The wind carried your oimer, a bundle, into your friend's field. So what we're saying is that's not going to be considered shecha. V'rabbanon mi besada besadecha. They're going to learn that from besadecha. It has to be your field. Rabbi Yehuda besada besadecha loy mashmalei. Okay. So the bottom line is that Rabbi Yehuda, they both hold that shechas kama is not shecha. Meaning if it's uncut, it's not shecha. They both hold that if it's somebody else's field, it's not shecha. There is a machlokes according to Rabbi Yehuda, he needed, because he doesn't hold a besada besadecha, so he needs the basada to tell me one of those dinim. Now, in regards to what are we talking about over here, tamun by shecha, the natural way of reading the pasuk is to be mamayet. Tamun, that it has to be out in the open. The Rabbanon used basada. They have one extra drasha. They use basada to tell me that even tamun is going to be considered shecha. Now, by Rav Yirmiyah has asked the following shaila. Tzafu amrim l'teich sadehu. Let's say the oimer floated in your own field. Meaning, let's say the wind carried it and it landed on top of a rock. We want to know, it's now tzafa, right? It's not lying on the ground. So now, mahu, avir sadeh kesadeh dami, do we say that the airspace of the field is like the field? Meaning, as long as it's within the airspace of the field, it's considered lying in your field, forgotten, it's shecha, and therefore the ani gets it. I lav kesadeh dami, or do we say the airspace is not? Now, even though, and the Mefarshim explained, Tezer Rashi here brings that, even though normally we say that the avir of a rishus is like a rishus, since the pasuk says, v'shachach da'omer basadeh, so you would think that it has to be basada, like in the normal way, the harvesting, the normal way, the normal process. I'm saying that within the normal process of how we harvest the field, and therefore lying on top of a rock is not considered normal, and that's the havamina, even though it's within the airspace, that's the havamina to say that maybe, you know, that's the shiloh. I'm a lay rev kahana, rev papi, I'm a lay rev kahana, the rev zvid, tipshin lay me the rev of vohomer belazar. So let's answer the shaila from Rabbi. So we said shicha, if it floats into your friend's field, it's not going to be shicha. So it's only not going to be shicha if it's in your friend's field, which means that if it's in your field, we're not memayed it, meaning it will become shicha. Just a straight deal. Well, from the fact that he had to say his din, if it floats into your friend's field, which means if you can create a case of tzaf, meaning the hainu like here, where it lands on top of the rock, that in your own field, that it would be considered shecha. What are you talking about? Oh, really? You're saying that we're going to take that case very, you know, dafka, very literally, that it's only if it's tzafu into your friend's field, is it going to be potter from shecha? The whole pasuk says, bisadecha, it has to be in your field, it has to be in your field in order to be subject to the laws of shecha. Okay, veleka elo techse chaberei v'afilu munachin. And we see that the tzafa is lav dafka, that if it's in your friend's field, no matter how it got there, even if it's not tzaf, if it floated over, but rather it was put into your friend's field, that would also be, it's not considered shecha. V'haydekamer tzafu dole mishkachas la elo betzafu. Why did we say a case of tzafu? Because how did it get there? That's how did it get to your friend's field? Yes, the placement of the field, where it is. So we see that it's not dafka. With the case of tzafu, the teich stei chaveray is lav dafka. We have no raya to anything that we need to know from regards to tzafa. Tashma. So let's try to bring another raya. Again, the shiloh we're trying to be pushed is what happens if you had an oimer that landed on top of a rock in your field. Is the airspace of your field considered your field for shecha purposes? Tashma oimer sheechzik badalicho leir. So you took oimer to bring it to a city. Meaning you plan on taking it to the farmer's market to go sell it. And you put it on top of another bundle, the shichu, and you forgot both of them. Okay? Now, hatachtoin shicha, the bottom one is shicha, but elyon in a shicha, the top one is not. So the bottom is, the top one's not. The top, remember, the top one is the one you put there that you intended to go sell at the farmer's market. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, I remember Shimon ben Shimon, shneim ein in shicha. Hatachtoin mipnei shehu tamen, ve elyon mipnei shehu tzaf. Okay, so really they're not having any machlokes. The elyon both of them hold is not going to be shecha. The whole machlokes sounds like a machlokes in tamun, the bottom one. Now ad kan loy pligiel b'tachtoin, it's machlokes in tamun. Ava be'elyon different akol lo yav shecha. Everyone's going to agree it's not shecha, so it's tzaf. So that answers your shiloh. Tzaf in your own field, it's sitting in your own field, It's not going to be shecha. The Gemara says, Shani, no. That's a very specific case. Shani Hasam, kimin the achsik bay, zacha bay. Meaning you said, I'm setting it aside. I want to take this to the farmer's market. And that's why. It's not because of tzaf. So why did you have to come up with the case of agave chavero? The Gemara says, afilu basadanami. Even if you intended to bring it to...
The achsik bay is enough.
That's enough, yeah. It's not forgotten anymore. It's not forgotten.
Even though afterwards he didn't forget it.
He forgot it afterwards, but he didn't forget it in the field. He didn't forget it. The forgetting is when you're harvesting your field and, oh, whoops, I skipped a bundle. I was collecting all my stuff, I skipped a bundle. Not that I meant to sell in the farmer's market and I forgot it for 5 minutes, right? It was sitting on the side. That's not the forgetting of Shecha. Okay, so if you have no riot at Saf, so my area agave chaver, right? Why did we set up the case agave chaver, right? If it's really not about Saf here at all, but all it's about is that you were achzik. So the Gemara says, afilu basadanami, ena chenami, v'hodek tani agave chaver, mishum tachtoin. You're right. I didn't need, for the top one, I didn't need it to be on something else, but for the bottom one, I needed to create a situation of taman, which is what the machlagis is. V'ha mipnei shehu tzaf ka'amar. It says, mipnei shehu tzaf. Eim mipnei shehu kitzaf. What we mean is, because it's like it's tzaf, meaning it's, Rashi says, adenu tzaf me'al karko munach biyadai. That since you were hechzik by, it's like it's still in your hand. And that's the point here. That's why we call it tzaf, is as if it's you're still carrying it. Tzaf means moving, in motion. Normally we would say the wind blew it, it floated, whatever, it's floated on the river. It's sitting on top of a friend. And what we're saying is that what we're saying the case is like this. The point of the brisa, you can't bring me right to tzaf because the point of the brisa is that you're hechzik, that you intended to take it to sell. And what we're saying is it's because it's tzaf. What we mean is because as far as we're concerned, even though you put it down on top of something else, the top one, as far as we're concerned, it's like tzaf, meaning it's still in motion, meaning it's like still in your hand. Why? Because you were achzik to go sell it in the farm at the farmer's market. Okay? Now, Amar Abaya. My mind is as clear as Benazai in the Shukat Tveria, where they used to come and ask him questions. Really? You're okay, now I got a shayla for you. Let's say I have two corpses, one on top of the other, right? Egla Rufa, right? That's the sugi over here. So now one on top of the other. Mehechan hu maided. Okay, now obviously the bodies are offset. They're not exactly lying on top of each other. So the question is, where do I measure from? Now, the question is, really, is which one is considered a chalal for Egla Rufa? Min b'minai have a tamun. Do we say that min b'minai is considered tamun? So even though it's two bodies, they're two humans, but it is considered tamun, and therefore min b'minai lo have a tzaf. Min b'minai is not tzaf. So we're going with the assumption that tzaf wouldn't be okay, and tamun min b'minai have a tamun, min b'minai lo have a tzaf. So tamun would be a problem, tzaf would be a problem, like our Mishnah said, tamun and tzaf are going to be a problem. Now the only question is, maybe min b'minai is not an issue, we don't consider it two separate things, for tzaf. Okay, so that when I have one body lying on top of the other. So therefore, again, mim b'minai have a tamun, mim b'minai would be tamun, and tamun is problematic. Mim b'minai lo have a tzaf, but mim b'minai is not problematic. It's not be considered tzaf. Ume elyon maidet. So the top one is not really tzaf. Oy dilma mim b'minai have a tzaf. Maybe mim b'minai is tzaf. We say when you have two bodies on top of each other, the top one is tzaf. Ume b'minai lo have a tamun, but it's not considered tamun. Ume tachton maidet. Right. So maybe the bottom one is not tamun. Why? Because we say mim b'minai. It's not mim. We say that it's min b'minai, and therefore it's not tam. That's the two tzadim of the shiloh. So which one is it? Is min b'minai going to make this saf or taman? Depending on what you hold, that would decide you'd measure from the other one. Now, aydama, min b'minai have a taman, or min b'minai have a saf. Maybe it's min b'minai would be both taman and saf. And by the way, Rashi points out that and you would essentially have two bodies, and you would have to bring two ego. You have to go through the process twice. Okay, Amar Le Tani Sua. We learn Oimer. So let's go to this. Let's go to our Shaila. Oimer Sheikh Zik by Lahi Lichai to the price that we just had that you were Machzik Lahi Lichai Leir to go. You went to go take it to sell. You put it on top of the other one and you forgot it. So then we said Atachton Shecha Be'Elyon in a Shecha. We said that the bottom one is Shecha, the top one is not Shecha. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Shnei Amen and Shecha. Okay, again, they both held that the Elyon is not, We tried to bring this, but said it's no raya tzav. And it's a machlekes whether the bottom one is. Hatachta mipnei shehu tamen ve'elyon mipnei shehu tzav. Now, savrua, so again, what are we dealing with over here? Two bundles. It's min b'minai, right? That's what we're dealing with. So savrua, dahani tanai k'rev Yehuda svir aluhu. Let's say that both of these tanaim hold like Rabbi Yehuda, which means Taman would be a problem. So this is one way to understand the Brisa. There's a machlekes about the bottom one. It's min b'minai, okay? And they both hold that if you consider it Taman, Taman would be a problem. And what's the machlekes? Not a machlekes in Taman, but rather, meaning Savrua, the Hani Tanai, Rabbi Yehuda Svir Elohu, that Taman is always going to be Potter, from Shecha, Damar Besada Pratla Taman, my love, Bahaka Miflagi, which by the way, we didn't end up really learning that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember. We changed it. We said that it's really because it's Minyan of the Kra. But my love, Bahaka Miflagi, Demar Savar, Mimbe Minai have a Taman. The Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds, Mimbe Minai is Taman, Umar Sabah loy have a Taman. Okay, so then again, the answer to this would be whether you hold Mimbe Minai is Taman would be Tali in this Machlaikis. So the Gemara says, loy, Ik Rabbi Yehuda Svir Luhu. If, meaning, if everybody would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Kul Yavim Mim B'Minai have a Taman. No, Mim B'Minai is Taman. V'hachal v'plukta to Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan k'miflagi. What's the Machlekes? Machlekes is Tako Taman. This Braisa of two Amarim, one on top of the other, is not, how do we deal with those Machlekes in regards to the bottom one? It's not a Machlekes in Mim B'Minai. It's a Machlekes, is Mim B'Minai Taman? It's Machlekes is in the Etzem Din of Taman. The Rabbanan k'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold like the Rabbanan that Taman is, they were Mar Bet Taman by Shecha, the Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, who were Mayit Taman, and that's the whole Machlekes. Again, why did we, when we had the two cases of the Imarim, right, the two bundles, why did we have a case of one on the other? Afilu Ba'afar Uvitzar Nami. So why did we have to come up with a case where you had one bundle on top of the other if the whole point is the bottom bundle? It's not a min b'minai case, and it's just a regular old tamun case. So then use some other example, that it's buried under rocks or it's under the dirt. It's covered some other way. So the Gemara says, you're right. And what we're saying is that the reason why we specifically use this case is to tell us that even Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minai is going to be tamun. Okay, but we were not pushing our Shiloh over here, Mim B'Minai. It sounds like we're saying that Mim B'Minai is, it sounds like we, the Kimta the Gemara is going Mim B'Minai is, it would be a problem of Taman, but we don't know in regards to Tzav. Tan Rabban. Okay. So now, the Pasuk says, Ki Matzei Cholol Ba'adama. Cholol, so V'loi Chanuk. And Rashi explains that when we say Cholol, a standard corpse is Loi Mikri Elabakle Barzel Ke'in Cheref. We mean that he was killed like with a sword. That is chalal, that's one. Chalal v'loy chan. Chalal v'loy mefarfer. Not writhing, okay? Meaning the body is not still moving. Bo'adama, and the Rambam actually paskins that even if they found it and it was writhing and then died afterwards, like it will die, that's not considered, meaning, and once they, since they found it in that state, that's, yeah, it's not going to be an Agla Rufa. They found it not yet 100% dead. I mean, it was dead, but it still had some sort of movement. Rigus mortar. Or whatever. Ba'adam avaloi taman. Rigor mortis. Yes, that's right. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Okay, ba'adam. So on the ground, valoi taman. That's that. Okay, so again, it can't be taman, but valoi taman bagal. No, he fell. That it fell. Valoi talabila, not suspended from a tree. Basada valoi tapapan amayim. Now that's all like Tanakama, like our Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer Aimer bekulon im haya chalol arpin. That if it was any sort of chalol, meaning if it was a chalol, then even if it is taman, all these things taman, talabi ilon, tapapan amayim, any of these things, you would be. So he argues, Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Lazar, they told, said the Chacham said to Rabbi Lazar, Yata Maidim, Shem Hayachanuk, Mut Umutal Ba'ashba, Shein Arpin. If you had a body that was that had choked, okay, it was, they were hung and they choked, and then the body was dumped in the garbage dump, so then Shein Arpin, you're not Arpin. It doesn't meet the criteria. Alma, Chol Velay Chanuk, Hachanami, Ba'adam Velay Tam Begal, Noifo Velay Talabi Elon. Besada, right? Sorry, I just So wouldn't you agree that you're not going to be in the parasha of Egla Rufa? Alma chalol v'loy chanak. So just like chalol means only killed by a sword, like we said, it's clay barzel, not choked, not hung, right? Not with a rope. Hachanami ba'adama. So if you're going to learn chalol to tell me that it's only if he was killed ke'en a sword, not any other type of misa, so too you should learn the rest of it. So taman should be a problem. Tzaf should be a problem. And taman should be a problem. Tzaf should be an and nitla be'ilon. Right? Ba'adama v'loy taman b'gal. Noifel v'loy talo be'ilon. Basada v'loy tzaf ha'gami amayim should also be a problem. So Relazar Chol Yisayrik, there's an extra Chol. And really, the Mefarshim explains there's a lot of Chols in here. Okay, there's an extra Chol to be Marbe. Rabbi Lazar is going to learn one of these Chols to be Marbe. That, again, I do hold it's only if it was killed, like with a sword. But the extra Chol is coming to be Marbe, that even if it is Mefarfer, if it is any of these, if it's Mefarfer, it's Tamun, if it's Talabah Elon, it's Tafah Panei Amayim, Rabbi Lazar is going to learn an extra chol to say that you will be in the category, you will be in the parsha of Egla Rufa. Nimtza Samach L'Sfar, Oyla Ir. So this is right during the Mishnah. We said that if you find the body next to the border, meaning the border, there's Gaim on the other side of the border, so next to the Gaim, Oyla Ir Sherubai Dechavim, or to a city that's Rebbe Dechavim, then you're not going to be urban. Why? Dechsev Ki Matze Prat L'Matzui. That it's only Ki Matze. That if Matzui means that it's common. So it means ki matze, if you find something and it's an irregular occurrence. But if it's an ear, right, if it's downtown, so it's a regular occurrence to have bodies lying there. They discover bodies all the time. Okay, so again, so it has to be something that's a rare occurrence. Oy le'ir she'ein ba'bezdin. Or, okay, we said if, let's say, it's found near a city that doesn't have a bezdin, d'bo'ino zikne ir v'leka. Okay, then there's no egla. Now, then the Mishnah, so again, what does it say? I'll just read the words of the mission. Ninsa sabach l'sfar le'ir she'rubay v'dechavim le'ir she'ein ba'bezdin lo hayu arpin. Ein ma'idin din el le'ir she'eish ba'bezdin. Now, of course, what did we just say before? And that's what Gemara is going to ask. We said, oy le'ir she'ein ba'bezdin lo hayu arpin. So if it was found next to a city that doesn't have a bezdin, lo hayu arpin, then ein ma'idin el le'ir she'eish ba'bezdin. So what are you coming to tell me? So the Gemara says, right, pshita, kivan d'tana le'ir she'ein ba'bezdin. We said if it's a city that doesn't have a bezdin, you're not gonna be arpin. So it must be that if you're measuring, you have to measure to near that to a city that has bezdin. So Mar says hakamash malon kiddetanya minayin shem nimsa samach leir sheim bezdin. That the point here is that you have to do a medida. That if you find the body next to a city that doesn't have a bezin, shemei nichan I saw that you ignore that city, you meidin le'ir sheyesh ba bezin, tamalar v'lachu ziknei ayarahi mikol makayim, that you have to go to a city, that you have to do a medita to a city that has ziknei ayir, that has a bezin in that city. Now, I didn't mention this yesterday, it was Pesach time. Today we're Pesach time, pretty much every day for now, and then the Sefer we're Pesach time. But it's a Matzei Shabbos, so I'm not up against davening. So I can just mention this. What I wanted to mention in really more of the Hakdama is what's the reason for Egla Rufa? So there's three reasons given. The Rambam Amar Nevuchim says that, meaning what's the reason why we have this whole process? This can't go down, we're going to see. This can't go down, then the Sanhedrin come back, and then the Ziknei Ayir. So the Rambam Amar Nevuchim says it's to generate awareness. Okay, so we want to have a whole process, meaning if we get this Sanhedrin Gedola involved, then we get the Ziknei Ayir involved.
No, the Kohen Gadol too.
According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Kohen Gadol on the whole thing, right? That would just prove, right? And the Rambam's point is beautiful, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that it's to just generate awareness. We want to find the killer, and therefore we came up with a process that's going to involve the city. It's going to stir everybody up, the hullabaloo, right? And therefore they're going to go ahead and be motivated to go figure out who did it. Okay, so that's one shot. The Eben Ezra says that it's a simon, that people of the surrounding city must have done something terribly wrong, that they are the cause of a dead body occurring close to them. Okay, and the Ramban says that it's a chayk, okay, like meaning the point why you have to do the Egla Rufa and break the neck with a kufitz, me'achayra, and the whole process is, it's like similar to a din, it's a chayk. Could be more of a ke'en kapara, like a sarim eshtaleach or para aduma, okay, that it's some sort of other, like we find other animals that are brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash, le'inyin kapara, like we said, sir la'zoza would be a perfect example of that. Now, according to the, so what do we just say? We just said that no matter what, you have to have a medida. Okay, and where do they measure? Who measures? Sanhedrin Gadol. How, maybe according to Blazman Yaakov, it's the Melech and the Kohen Gadol and the whole Sanhedrin, but to some form. So you have to have some of the members of Sanhedrin Gadol. And again, it's clear that Egel Arufa only Negea in Eretz Yisrael, using Sanhedrin Gadol, and they have to be there. So what's the point? Why do you have to have a Medida to, what's the point of the Medida? It's like almost ceremonial. We make it very, and we have to be mighty to a city that has a Bezdin. Well, according to the Rambam, it's very nice, I think. According to the Rambam, it's, yeah, because if a city doesn't have a Bezdin, so then, if a city doesn't have a Bezdin, so then they don't necessarily have the means, they're not large enough, it's not going to create enough of a spectacle, right? It's not going to create enough of a spectacle for them to be motivated to find it. So we want to go to the city, even if it's not the closest city, it's not about finding the closest city, and like, where did the murder happen, but we want to, someone who's going to take up the cause and go investigate and raise awareness. So according to the Rambam, it works very nicely. There's other reasons given, I'm not going to say this is exclusive. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. Nimsa Mechoven Bein Shtei. Now, this Mishnah is going to comprise of four dinim. Nimsa Mechoven Bein Shtei Iyarais. Let's say you find it exactly in between two cities. Shtei Amevios, Shtei Agolos, Divrei Belazar. Belazar holds that each city is going to bring one. Okay, it's exactly. Now, by the way, like I said, the cities, let's say the two cities, have to, in general, when we're measuring cities, that we're talking about cities that have the same amount of people. So it's found exactly between. Because again, Rav Vikarav, we're going to go Achar Rav. So it has to be, okay, now let's say it's found exactly in between two cities. Shtei Mevi'im and Shtei Agolos. So each one is going to bring their own Egla. Okay, even though there's only one dead body, we have two Egla Rufas here. That's what Rav Elazar says. That's din number one. Ben Yushalayim Mevi'a Egla Rufa. Din number two, Yushalayim doesn't bring an Egla Rufa. Now, Nimtzo Roisha Mimakam Echad, V'gufa Mimakam Echad, Melichan Aroisha Yitzal Aguf. So what happens if you find the head was severed from the body? You find them in different areas. So Rebbe Lazar says that you bring the Reish to the Guf. Rebbe Kiva Omer, Machlekes, HaGuf Eitzel HaReish. That you bring the Guf to the Reish. We'll see what the Machlekes is. And then the fourth din of our mission is Me'ayin HaYumayti Din. Rebbe Lazar, where on the body would they measure from? You got to know, the cities, we're talking about cities, they're very close. So we got to know, where are we measuring from? A few inches could be the difference. Game of inches over here. So now, where do you measure from? Rebbe Lazar Omer, Mitiburai, from his navel. Rebbe Kiva Omer, Mechaitme, from his nose. Rebbe Lazar Yaakov Omer, Mimakam Shenase Cholol Mitzavarai. So three Machlekes, Rebbe Lazar Yaakov says it's from the neck. Now, Zakta Gemara. So let's talk about there's four dinim in this mission. The first din. My time in Rebbe Lazar. Why does Rebbe Eliezer hold that even though there's only one body, if it's exactly equidistant between two cities, both cities are going to bring, Kasavar, Asher, Letzamtein, that it is possible to have an exact measurement. V'kroivav afilu kroivais. That, again, it's Xeris HaKasavar. The Pasuk says that it's V'yir V'haya Ha'ir HaKroiva, since we said that the closest city, and you could have two exactly closest cities, so therefore each one's going to have to bring. It's a din on the city. That's what we're seeing. Now, the Gemara and Becheris brings, it's actually a three-way machlekes. So here we only have Rebbe Elazar Shita. But there's actually a three-way machlekes. So Rebbe Elazar says, if you find one body equidistant between two cities, you bring, each city brings. There's a Shita's Tanakama who says, you don't bring at all. And then there's a Shita Chachamim who says that they two cities bring one b'shutves. So what's the machlekes? Let's just open this up. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov holds Efshel Etzamtein. Tanakama holds like him Efshel Etzamtein. Now the question is, what happens if you could have an exact measurement, what do you do? According to Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, you bring one each. That's the way he dashes the pasuk. According to the Tanakama, well, since you don't have one city that's more karav than the other, since Efshel Etzamtein, so therefore you don't bring it at all. According to the Chachamim, they hold it's Efshel Etzamtein, and therefore it, you're now together suffix. What we mean is Efshel Etzamtein is you can measure it. That means one is closer. You just can't figure it out. So it's a suffix. So let the two cities bring one together. Now, second din. Vein Yerushalayim Mevi'a Egla Arufa. Damar Kra, the pasuk says the Rishta. Okay, again, what does the pasuk say? Ki matzei chalal ba'adamah asher Hashem elokecha noseh lecha l'rishta. It has to be land that is given over to be inherited. Well, guess what? Kasavar Yerushalayim l'schakol l'shvatim. This shita, again, the Artana, it is a machlekes in different places, in Yuma and other places, whether Yerushalayim was neschakol l'shvatim or not, this Tana holds Yerushalayim was not neschakol l'shvatim, and therefore our Mishnah says that there is no din of Egla Rufa because it has to be l'rishta. Next, Nimsa Rosh B'Makom Echad. So again, you find the body, the head and the body in different places. So what's the machlek? It's a Maikam Ifli, Ilei Melenya Medida. So if it's a question of where do I measure from, that doesn't make sense. Kamifligi, Hamiltani Seifa, that's the fourth case. We said there's four dinim in our Mishnah. What happens if you find an equal distance? Yerushalayim, and then I'll skip one. The fourth one is, where do you measure from? So it must be the third case is not a case of measuring. So what is it? Right? How many times say I know you might in the Mikhail Ratio Lobby Medidaskin and Amr of Yitzchak, the Mace Mitzvah Kana Makaima Kamifagai? We want to know where is the Etzem Maka Mace, meaning a Mace Mitzvah is Kana Makaima. So we want to know, is the head the Mace Mitzvah Kana Makaima area, or is it the Guf? Okay, Vahikamar, Lekoivrai, Kana Makaima. Two, in order to bury him, he's Kana Makaima. Vahecha de Nimtsa Raisha Makamacher, Vagufa Makamacher, Malikana writes, Haraisha Itzala Guf, the Rebbe Lazar. Lazar says we bring the Raish to the body, okay, meaning the body is the Iker. That's the Mace Mitzvah Kana Makaima. That's where, okay, Rebbe Lazar, Kiva Aimer, Haguf Evel Raisha. No, we bring the Guf to the head. Now, what is the Machlaikis? So it's not a little bit of a funny machlekes we're going to see. So let's think what happened. The guy, he was out there, he was getting stabbed. We know what's the backstory, right? I mean, we know, what do we make the Bezdin certify? We've had this a couple times already, we'll have it a couple more times, that we had a Gemilas Chasadim, we had a place to make sure he had food, we didn't send them off without being Malabahim. Okay, so what happened? So the guy didn't have any food, okay? He didn't know where he was going, and maybe he tried, something happened and somebody killed him. Maybe he was trying to take food from somebody and they killed him. The point is, somebody was killing him. So now, Marsavre Gufe Biduchte Nafel. So imagine this, like you're imagining it like a live reel. So the guy's getting his head chopped off. The guy's running, all of a sudden he goes to take the guy's food. The guy wakes up, he sees the guy's taking his food. He runs after him with a sword, goes to chop his head off. So now, what happens? Look at the physics of it. Mudman Namar holds that the body slumps to the ground and the head continues rolling. So therefore, where did he die? Where did the event of death take place? Where the body is. So you bring the head to the body. The other mandamar holds, Marsavar Gufay Biduchte Nafil, the body slumped where he was killed. Reisha denied even Nafil, the head continued rolling. Marsavar Reisha Hechad the Nafil, that no, the head, right, the guy was running, the sword came and cut him. The head fell to the ground immediately, and the legs kept on moving. Okay, the nafel gufa have a rut ba'azil. The legs keep on moving. Okay, and therefore the head is the real makam misa. So you bring the guf to the head. Next, fourth din. Ma'ayin ha'yim ma'ayin din. So what is machlagis? Again, machlagis is, we know what the machlagis is. We want to understand what's as far as machlagis. The machlagis is, where do you measure from the nose or from the belly button? Ma'ayin mefli mar sefer ikur chiyusa ba'ape. That the Iker life source is from the nose. Umar Sabar Ikihiyuse Bitibure. It's from the navel. Ay, Lema Kihani Tanoi. Let's say it's like the following Machlokes Tanoi. Mehechan Avlad Noitzer. From where is a Vlad created? Me Roishai. So the Tanakama says, from his head. Bechenu Aimer, as the Pasuk says, Mime Imi, from, again, the womb of my mother. Ato Goizani, you pulled me out. Voimer Goze Nizrach Vahashlichi. Again, so that it sounds like Gaza, you were pulled out. Where do you grow from? Nizrach. What's Nizrach? That's the hair. That it, the hair sends, so that sounds like the growth is from the head, from the top. Abashal Oimer Mitiburoi, that the Vlad is Nitzer from, that the Vlad's created from the Tiburoi, from the navel. Mishalech Shirashav, Elech Ve'elech, and then it's Nispashet, it grows from there. Right, so it sounds like the same Achleikis. Navel or head. Where does it grow from? Where's the life source? And says, no, there's two different things. Life source and head. Afilu tema Abashal, and Abashal can agree. Akan loy kamar Abashal elin yitzira. Abashal could agree that you would measure from the nose because that's only for yitzira. The chimitzar vlad mimitziyasi mitzar. That the vlad is created from the umbilical cord from the middle. Avale inyan chiyusa de kolyama ba'apehu. That it's from the nose. The chsev, as the pasuk says, kol asher nishmas ruach chayim be'apav. That's the third shita. Three of machlekes, you measure from the nose, from the belly button, or from the neck. My time of the pasuk says, laseis oisach el tzavrei chalolei rishayim. So we see chalolim is tzavrei, that is the neck area, and that is where you would measure from.